You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trenaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 65, Create Your Paradise. Welcome back to another Straight Talk with me, Trenaise. I hope you've been enjoying the shows. Spirit gave me the idea to have the Straight Talks while I was on vacation. They were all pre-recorded before I left and scheduled to play on the days when I aired the shows. I want to share a little bit of my voyage with you. I was in Hawaii, the Big Island, for the past 2 weeks. I went there for a spiritual retreat, and I got a lot more than I expected. The reason why this show is called Create Your Paradise is because of the experience I had on that trip. But before I go into those details, I want to first share something with you about the island, the Big Island of Hawaii. Very powerful island it is. Spirit showed me so many things when I was there. And it definitely was a spiritual retreat, but it was completely different than what I expected it to be in so many ways. For one, the island itself is incredible, but it is seemingly a vortex of energy, of polarity, of both of the extremes of yin and yang, the black and the white sand. They have beautiful black beaches there with the white coral mixed in. It's just incredible to see it. The white coral can be in big chunks of rock or also in the sand form. So it's just really a beautiful island to be on and to see. But there's definitely a lot of energy there. From the first night I was there, I experienced some pretty incredible stuff. But I don't want to go into that part in this show. I really want to talk about what I saw on the island in the people. I went to the island expecting to meet some wonderful women that I did not know from the country of Slovenia. And I met with these women and we had an incredible time there together. Really beautiful ladies. It turned out to be a pretty fabulous vacation for me. Really, really nice. And what I noticed most of all in the groups of people that I met there, walking down the streets, meeting strangers, just having conversations and observing, doing a lot of observing, that a lot of people go to Hawaii expecting something from Hawaii. It's almost as though if life isn't wonderful already, maybe we'll take a trip to Hawaii and that'll make life better. The idea that you are going to go somewhere else and find your happiness and find your joy becomes a very false perception, and it creates a lot of misery for people. Spirit showed me the polarities within the island itself. On the Big Island, you still have the active volcano. And the volcano itself is always spewing out new lava because it's still alive. It's still moving. The earth is always growing beneath you. It's breathing because the volcano is still active. But if that volcano gets out of balance, then it takes life away. So the fire of the island itself has the ability to destroy life. But when it is in balance, it gives life because the volcanic rock creates the most fertile soil that there is. You just see noni trees growing right up out of the volcanic rock. You'll just see beautiful mounds and mounds of volcanic rock, and then these gorgeous noni trees just sprouting out of the volcanic rock. It's just incredible. So the volcano itself is giving life constantly when it's in balance because it's creating more volcanic rock, which becomes beautiful, fertile soil for other life to grow in. But the sea is all around the island. So you have the water and you have the fire element there. Very, very strong. And when the water itself is imbalanced, then it just continues to flourish and give life to the island, which helps to bring water, of course, in the form of rain to the island and grow so many wonderful fruits and plants and beautiful vegetation that's everywhere. But when the water is out of balance, which is something I was there to witness on the full moon of this past month in February. On the full moon, it was a beautiful day. I'm in Kona and sitting by the pool, and these waves over 50 feet high came completely over the two-story townhouses where I was, right next to the pool. Just totally cleared the roofs. A wave. Can you believe it? It looked like a tsunami. And this was on a beautiful, clear day. And I thought, my God, if it was a storm, what would those waves be like? They would totally destroy all life along the coast of this island. And that is what Spirit was showing me, is that there is a constant play of balance within that island, not only within the land and the water, but within the people. Because when you go there, you can feel that you are striving for your balance. And if you're conscious of what's going on, it's a very powerful energy that is pulling you in either direction. So you have to really, really stay focused on what you came there for. You have to really stay focused on your joy, because it's very easy to get pulled in the opposite direction because you're also surrounded by other people, other elements that are out of balance. So what I found so interesting there is that people were either in balance or completely out of balance. There was like no in between. I'm sure somewhere things are different, but on the Big Island, this is what I experienced. An extreme polarity. You are striving constantly to stay in balance with your peace, your inner love, your inner balance. And the big thing that people always talk about when they want to travel or go somewhere exotic like Hawaii, they think, well, it's an island paradise. Man, if I could go there, life would be so much better. And I want to share this with you because I learned so much, not only from the land, but from the ancestors that still walk that land. They are very active there. Spirit daily was showing me things about the island and giving me these insight on what's really taking place, what's going on here. You have to know that you don't need to go anywhere. You don't need to move anywhere. You don't need to take a trip anywhere in order to be happy. I want you to know that if you're happy in your life where you are, if you create the paradise in your home, my home is my paradise. Because my paradise is at home, because I am happy with my life and with all the things I've created in my life, it really made me see that life is about living where you are, about creating your joy, bringing forth your passion, making your home the best that it can be. That is your paradise. You don't need to travel halfway across the world or anywhere else in order to find your joy, to find your paradise. Make your paradise where you are right now. And then wherever you go, it will be a paradise for you. Everyone is looking for joy if they haven't created it in their lives. Everyone is looking for peace. Everyone is looking for love. Everyone is looking for happiness if they haven't already created that in their life. And sometimes people think if they leave, they'll find it somewhere else. And I just want to really say to you, the only way you're going to find that joy, the happiness, the peace, that love somewhere else is if you take it with you. It's like packing a suitcase And if you don't already have it with you, don't expect to find it there, because it has to be within you. Everything else is just a mirror of you. So no matter where you go, you have to take that peace, that joy, that love with you. It has to be within you. And then you take it with you and you plant it where you create a new home. I hope it lays upon your heart. For any of you who are thinking that your joy and happiness are to be found somewhere else in life, because I met a lot of those people who moved to Hawaii looking for that. And so no matter where you are in life, you got to find balance and you got to create your paradise where you are. So just look at your life and decide what is it that needs to go and what is it that you need to change in order to create your paradise where you are right now. And then look at your loved ones, because I'm going to tell you, life is all about the people that you decide to take this ride with. They make it all worthwhile. If you don't have people around you that you love and relationships that increase you in joy and peace and happiness, then those are things you really need to start working on. So don't think your paradise is waiting for you somewhere else. You have to create it where you are. And that is definitely a very, very important message that everyone needs to understand. Thank you again for listening. Please share this episode with someone you know it would resonate with. Until our next show, be loved, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.